Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. I'm glad you could join us for our lesson on a special kind of food. Now, what is your favorite snack? One of my favorites is tiambula, especially the fried kind. That's something I've only ever had in Taiwan. Now, what about you? Do you enjoy any snacks from other countries? Today, we're taking a peek inside Japan to learn about Japan's national snack, oden. Have you ever had oden? Maybe you have, but you call it another name. Well, we'll learn about oden's debut. Where did it come from? And when? And what's inside? We'll talk about the basic broth used as well. Well, this snack did come from Japan. Now, what do you think of when you think of Japan? Talk about that in English. I wonder what Rebecca thinks of. Come on.
Hey everyone, I'm Rebecca, and I'm glad that you could join us today on Studio Classroom.
Well, Rebecca, I just shared with everyone that one of my favorite snacks is tiambula. Mm. What is one of your favorite snacks?
I love apples with peanut butter. Oh. Have you ever had apples and peanut butter and raisins on top? It's a great afternoon snack.
Hey, that sounds pretty healthy, too. Well, what is your favorite snack? Right now, we're going to get into our lesson learning about Japan's national snack.
Japan's national snack, oden. A favorite from Aomori to Nagasaki and beyond. In Japan, when people think of winter, oden is likely to come to mind. It's known as one of Japan's favorite winter snacks. But it's so popular that people eat the steamy dish as a meal even in the summer. Oden's debut. Oden is one of Japan's signature hot pot dishes. The origin can be traced back to Japan's Muromachi period, which began in 1338. At that time, oden was grilled over a fire on sticks. This was called dengaku, also a form of dance performed on poles.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 steamy 这个形容词。它的名词是去掉刺尾的 y 变成 steam。steam 是指蒸汽，所以形容词 steamy 是指充满蒸汽的或者是雾茫茫的。例如 ,the steamy sauna room is the most popular spot in the spa in winter. 冬天时都是水汽的蒸汽房是三温暖里面最受欢迎的地方。steamy 也指闷热的，例如 ,the employees work in steamy factories 12 hours a day. 这些职员每天都在闷热的厂房里工作12个小时。接下来我们看的是 grill 这个动词。grill 是指烧烤或者是用烤架烤。例如 ,the chef grilled the steak over charcoal. 这名厨师用木炭来烤牛排。或者是 ,the fish and vegetables were grilled to perfection.这只鱼和蔬菜烤得恰到好处。Grill 也可以当名词，意思是指烤架，或者是烧烤的肉类食物。例如 ,put the sausages on the grill for 15 minutes. 把香肠放在烤架上烤15分钟。
Here we are starting a very exciting lesson titled Japan's National Snack, Oden.I've actually never tried oden myself, but it sounds like it could be pretty tasty.
All right, and I think, we have a picture of oden. And maybe you've tried this before. Does this look familiar? Yes, it is quite tasty. All right, we see here a favorite from Aomori to Nagasaki and beyond.
To infinity and beyond.
No, Rebecca, from Aomori to Nagasaki and beyond.
Well, can't I say to infinity and beyond?
Why do you keep saying to infinity and beyond?
Well, I mean, I see the word and beyond in here.
Yeah.
And I like that saying to infinity and beyond. It's from Toy Story.
Oh, Toy Story. Yeah, that's a cute movie. You were probably thinking the same thing, right? To infinity and beyond. Now, this beyond, this word kind of implies the mysterious, or maybe there is an adventure awaiting you. So, for example, during our trip, we'll travel to Japan, Korea, Mongolia, and beyond.
Exactly. So there are other ways that you can use this phrase. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. It reads, in Japan, when people think of winter, Odin is likely to come to mind. Now we're going to pause and talk about this phrase, comes to mind. When you hear this phrase, comes to mind, what comes to mind, Gabe?
A great English teaching point, because I love this point. What comes to your mind when you think about? That means, what do you think of when you think of something? So, Rebecca, let's play a game.
Okay.
What comes to your mind when you think of winter?
Oh, definitely snow. Snowflakes.
Good. Excellent. What comes to your mind when you think of school?
Oh, homework, tests.
Yeah?
Early mornings.
That's true.
Let's do another one. You got another one for me?
Okay, sure. What comes to your mind when you think of my hair?
It needs to be combed. Well, anyway, I'm trying to think of some books for you to read over the summer.
Oh.
But I can't think of anything. What comes to your mind?
What comes to mind is The Hunger Games. I haven't read those yet, and I heard they are very good. Well, we are going to join Steve and Ken right now in the Info Cloud as they talk about Oden's debut.
Hello, friends. Today, let's take a look at this word debut, spelled D-E-B-U-T. Now, upon first seeing it, you may think it's pronounced debut, but no, it's pronounced debut.
That's right, debut. The T is silent. That's because this word was originally a French word, meaning to begin.
Debut can be used either as a noun or a verb. Now, you might be wondering, what about the past tense? Should I say something debuted or debuted?
Again, the T is silent, so you should read it as if the T is not there. The product debuted 5 years ago.
Great. And by the same reasoning, the progressive form should be pronounced debuting. And the plural form is debuts. You pronounce all of them without the T sound.
However, there is a related word that is pronounced with the T sound, debutante.
That's right. A young woman who is making a formal debut into society is a debutante, not debutante.
我们接下来看这个字 debut， 这个字要读 debut， 后面的 T 不发音，因此它的过去式要读 debuted， 进行式要读 debuting， 复数要读 debuts， 所有的 T 都不发音。 debut 表示首次登台，第一次露面。但是有另外一个字 debutant， 这个字要读 debutant， 虽然它的字根是 debut， 但因为它已经是另一个单字，所以中间的 T 跟字尾的 T 都要读出来。一个 debutant 是一个首次进入社交界的少女。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Our lesson reads, Oden is one of Japan's signature hot pot dishes. The origin can be traced back to Japan's Muromachi period, which began in 1338. And let's take some time to talk about this phrase, traced back. What does it mean when something is traced back to something else?
That means you can follow history to find out when something began. Okay, so for example, you know, I've heard that fireworks can be traced back to China, that fireworks actually originated in China.
Now that's interesting. I'm not much of a golf player, but I have heard that the origin of golf can be traced back to a very popular Roman game.
Okay, what else could be traced back? Oh, printed material, like your magazine pages. Printed material can be traced back to the printing press. Okay, and as we can see here, Oden can be traced back to Japan's Muromachi period. You know, I think we have some things from the Muromachi period. One of them is a painting of this Muromachi ship.
Now, that's interesting. What a great picture.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
It is. For sure, for sure.
So well, these things can be traced back, right?
Yes.
Now, we read on here, at that time, Oden was grilled over a fire. Let's take a look at that phrase. If you do something over a fire, that means you're cooking it on top of the fire.
Now, typically, nowadays, we use an oven or a stove to cook something. But if you didn't have an oven or a stove, why not use a fire? Now, when I go camping, I like to cook hot dogs or even marshmallows over a fire.
Okay, so the idea here is it's not over the fire on a stove. Of course, you have fire there too. But the idea is maybe out in the wild and you make yourself a fire. So, of course, barbecue can be cooked over a fire. And did you just say marshmallows, Rebecca?
Marshmallows, yes. Those are it's a sweet, kind of like a sweet dessert. It's white and fluffy and, oh, they're so good in chocolate or roasted over a fire. Sometimes we make s'mores.
That's right. Hey, that reminds me of that Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. So chestnuts can be roasted over a fire as well.
Exactly. Well, we still have so much more to talk about right after this.
Hi, and welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place where we sometimes talk about popular Japanese snacks. We've been discussing one very famous one today, oden. Have you tried it? It's a steamy dish that's especially popular in the winter, but you can eat it any time of year. Now, we were just talking about where it came from, or its debut. It was originally grilled over a fire on sticks. But what exactly was inside oden? Let's find out now.
Japan's national snack, oden. While oden is known for its great variety of ingredients, dengaku consisted only of tofu. It was not until the Edo period, 1600 to 1868, that more foods were added, and it began to be stewed. Basic broth. Oden's ingredients are often stewed for a long time in a soup or broth, as opposed to the short cooking time of shabu-shabu. The most common oden soup is probably dashi broth, made from dried mushrooms, dried kelp, and dried fish. Dashi broth is actually famous for contributing umami, the fifth basic taste, to the cuisine.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 stew 这个动词。Stew 是指用消或煮或者是炖食物。例如 ,Mom stewed the beef with carrots, tomatoes, and onions. 妈妈用红萝卜、番茄和洋葱和牛肉一起炖煮。或者是 ,The potatoes and pork were stewed together for an hour before being served. 马铃薯和猪肉要一起炖煮一个小时之后才能上桌。Stew 也可以当名词，例如 Vegetable stew is grandma's favorite. 奶奶最喜欢吃炖青菜了。所以我们看的是 broth 这个名词。Broth 是指高汤。例如 The recipe for the broth of this famous ramen remains a secret. 这家有名的拉面的高汤的食谱到现在还是个秘密。或者是 Marianne uses canned chicken broth when cooking.Marianne 做菜的时候使用罐头鸡汤，或者是 The vegetable broth is light yet very tasty. 这个蔬菜高汤很清淡，但是非常好喝。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Our lesson continues. While oden is known for its great variety of ingredients, dengaku consisted only of tofu. Now we want to take a moment and talk about this phrase.Consisted of. If something consists of something else, that just means that it's made from something. For example, you could say, Last night, my dinner consisted of only bread and water.
Oh, man, that's a small dinner. Well, Rebecca, you like to make cookies, right?
I do.
Am I right that cookies consist of flour, milk, eggs, and sugar?
Well, not all cookies consist of or have milk in them.
Okay.
So
maybe some cookies consist of those things. Or how about this? My schedule today consists of studying, shopping, and KTV.
KTV? That sounds like so much fun. You have a great schedule, Gabe.
It's true. Well, we continue here. It was not until the Edo period, 1600 to 1868, that more foods were added and it began to be stewed. Now, stew, that's a word from our word bank, and it reminds me of, yes, this picture. I think this is Oden that is kind of stewed in this pot. Now, Rebecca, are there other ways to cook food? I mean, here it mentions stewed. How else can you cook food?
Well, you can deep fry food.
Ooh.
That means that you use lots of oil and the food usually is very greasy. You can also bake food, which means that you put the food in the oven. Or what about stir frying vegetables and chicken?
Oh man, those are some great ways to cook your food. I especially love the deep fried tiambula. I know it's bad for you, but I like it. Now you could also boil something or steam something. For example, some people like to eat boiled dumplings. Others like to eat steamed dumplings. There are so many different ways to cook your food.
Talking about dumplings, I think I definitely prefer my dumplings boiled as opposed to fried. I feel like they're better for you that way.
Well, I think that's true for most foods. Deep fried food tastes great, but of course it's better to have it boiled. Right now it's time for us to take a closer look at this last sentence with Liz.
Hello friends, my name is Liz. Please join me as we take a closer look at this sentence. It was not until the Edo period, 1600 to 1868, that more foods were added. What the writer means is more foods weren't added until the Edo period, which was from 1600 to 1868. So, before the Edo period, not much was done. Notice the pattern. It wasn't until a certain time that something happened. Use this pattern to talk about how something finally happened at a certain time. Now, let's suppose mom normally cooks dinner around 5, but today was a busy day for her, and she didn't start cooking until an hour after her usual time. So, we can say, mom was busy all day, and it wasn't until 6 that she started cooking dinner. Or, let's suppose the police found a murder weapon and a suspect who wouldn't say anything. But when the police suddenly found a fingerprint on the murder weapon, the suspect was willing to speak. So we can say it wasn't until the police found a fingerprint on the murder weapon that the suspect confessed. And that's all the time we have for today. This is Liz. I'll see you later.
Thanks, Liz. Well, now we are going to talk about the basic broth. Our lesson reads, Odin's agreed ingredients are often stewed for a long time in a soup or broth, as opposed to the short cooking time of shabu shabu. Now, we want to talk about this phrase as opposed to. Now, oftentimes we use this phrase when you're comparing two different things.
That's right. Now, this can be a little bit tricky to use, but let's say a few examples, okay? I like professional basketball as opposed to college basketball. Now, you might say, when you hear me say I like professional basketball, you might think, oh, he likes it as opposed to soccer. Well, no, I would say I like it as opposed to college basketball. Okay, so I like soccer as well, but I'm comparing professional basketball to college basketball.
That is a great example, Gabe. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. The most common Odin soup is probably dashi broth, made from dried mushrooms, dried kelp, and dried fish. I love dried mushrooms, so that sounds quite tasty. But let's talk about this phrase, made from. What does it mean if something is made from something else?
This is a great question. That means that the material actually changes nature, okay, to become that new thing. Now, this is different from the phrase made of, which means that the material's nature actually doesn't change, it's just mixed together, right? So, are there some examples?
I think I've got an example. Wine is made from grapes. You wouldn't necessarily say wine is made of grapes because the grapes turn into wine.
That's right. But you would say that the house is made of wood. So the wood didn't lose its nature, but you used the wood to make the house. Now, however, paper is made from wood. Okay, so the wood's nature was actually changed to become paper.
Exactly. So why don't you take a few moments and create some of your own sentences using made of and made from? Well, right now, it is time for an SC challenge.
I'm here again with a 帅哥. What is your name?
Hi, I'm Eric.
Eric, one of our words is cuisine. Have you ever tried Korean or Japanese cuisine?
Yes.
And which one do you like better?
Korean cuisine.
And why do you like Korean cuisine?
I like to eat spicy, so I think it is kimchi.
Kimchi wins. All right, go Korean cuisine. What about you? Are you up for the SC challenge?
Today we're looking at Japan's national snack, oden. It's true that one of Japan's favorite winter snacks, but it's also popular that people continue to eat the steamy dish even in the summer. This is a signature hot pot dish of Japan and can be traced back to the 1300s. Back in the Muromachi period, oden was grilled on a stick over fire. It was the dengaku then, which is also a dance form. And it was made only from tofu. That changed during the Edo period in Japan, when more foods were added, and instead of grilling, stewing the food was begun. The broth it is cooked in is commonly made from dried mushrooms, dried kelp, and dried fish. This broth contributed another flavor, the fifth basic one, actually, to this cuisine.
Thank you, Linda. Well, hey, Rebecca, we've talked all about oden today. Would you like to try oden?
Do you have some? I would love to try some right now.
Unfortunately, I don't have some right now. That is a good idea, though. We should get some. All right, friends, we have a lot more to learn about oden, so come back next time right here to Studio Classroom.